Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined alongside today with the director of the Lanark Lodge, Carrie Duncan, and the mayor and chair of the community services for Lanark County, Judy Brown. How are you two both doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Doing well as well, Grant. Thank you so much, and thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been a while, Carrie, since we've caught up with you. We haven't really chatted about the lodge in a while, over a year, I believe, last time we sort of had a bit of a status update. So that's what we're kind of doing today. So I'll just ask you point blank, what's going on with the lodge right now? How are things shaping up in 2023?
Oh, great question. Thanks so much for asking. So I'm really happy to share that there's some very positive things that are happening in long-term care right now and at the lodge. So historically, as you know, long-term care has been chronically underfunded, and we're starting to see some additional investment being made in long-term care, especially as it relates to staffing. And specifically, this is around the Fixing Long-Term Care Act, which was introduced last year. And one of the biggest changes is the commitment to provide an average of 4 hours of daily direct care per resident per day. And we're hoping to achieve this goal by March 31st of 2025. And at the lodge, we're definitely hoping to achieve that even earlier, and we are well on our way. But prior to the pandemic, we were really fortunate that we had Lanark County's support to increase direct care staffing levels before this announcement was even made. And our residents and team members have benefited from higher than average direct resident care hours and resident to staff ratios. But with the additional funding, we've been able to create a slew of new full-time and part-time positions. And we're in the process of growing our team. And with additional staffing, long-term care homes like Lanark Lodge, we all strive to provide that high quality, safe care that's driven by the unique needs of each resident. And of course, the backbone to meeting the needs of those entrusted into our care are really the skilled, dedicated, and caring individuals who work day and night to meet the needs of our people. And I'm sure every long-term care home feels they have great staff, but I feel at Lanark Lodge, we're truly blessed with the best. And while the work is hard, our team members go above and beyond every single day, and they make a difference in the life of our residents. But here's the thing, you know, while we're making gains and having new team members join us to drive to that 4 hours of care and meet that goal as quickly as possible, long-term care is faced with the exact same health human resource crisis that's striking other healthcare sectors. There's just simply not enough people to fill the gaps. And it was critical before the pandemic, and now staffing shortages are at an unprecedented level. And of course, we have different organizations all across our county who are hoping to bring on board all the same people. So that's been a bit of a challenge for sure. The other thing that's happening is the government is working to implement measures to fill the health human resource gap by bringing internationally trained nurses to Ontario, streamlining the processes for nurses wanting to reinstate their license through the College of Nurses of Ontario, and working with academic centers to train more PSWs and nurses. And while we look forward to seeing the impact of these initiatives, we don't expect to see the full impact for at least 2 to 3 years, especially being in a rural community.
And I wanted to ask you about a staffing shortage specifically, of course, because that's, as you mentioned in your answer there, something that's been experienced everywhere. But one question just popped in my head right now, and I guess this is also a good question for Mayor Brown, because it's been talked at length at the county level as well, is that the issue of privatized nursing, where these private healthcare systems and organizations are hiring nurses and PSWs and able to afford to pay them two times, three times whatever they can make at a public hospital or a long-term care home. How significant of a challenge is that in regards to being able to recruit additional staff to the lodge or to come work for the county? And either of you can answer that, but I suppose that's a question for both of you.
So I'll go first. I see it being quite a challenge, especially with the situation that a lot of nursing staff are facing in the healthcare system as it exists. I you know my daughter is an RN, and just the work life is not pleasant. If you were offered a position where you made 2 to 3 times more than you were making at the present time working in a hospital or whatever, why wouldn't you take it? There's only a limited pool of healthcare staff available, so I can see where it would be detrimental to Lanark Lodge, the hospital, trying to attract nurses.
Great. I couldn't agree with you more, Judy. I think we are caught in this really interesting cycle right now. There has always been agencies in place, but with the surge in the need to fill these gaps, we've seen an unprecedented level of companies popping up to provide agency services. And what a lot of homes are finding is that we're needing to bring these agency staff members on board to help fill those gaps, but then they work right beside someone who is not making perhaps the same amount of money that they are, and might be, you know, we're having to work weekends and evenings and nights, whereas an agency nurse might have that increased flexibility in their schedule. So of course, to Judy's point, it does make it very attractive for others to go to agency. And certainly we've seen some attrition as a result of that, which then perpetuates that cycle, you know, by creating more gaps that we have to fill. At the Lodge, we've been really focused on making sure that we're creating a strong learning environment. We do a lot of preceptorships here, a lot of paid consolidations with members of the registered staff, but also we have PSW student placements. So we're finding that by having that really strong collaboration with our local academic centers like Algonquin and St. Lawrence College, that it is having a big benefit as well. I think that until we get more people into the sector, and more people into the much needed positions in long-term care, this challenge with agency utilization is something we're going to continue to face. What I think does need to happen is that there does need to be more regulation put around the costs that agencies can charge long-term care homes, as well as making sure that when it is required, that those people do have the right skills and qualifications.
And Mayor Brown, to Carrie's last point there, where she talks about implementing, you know, something about regulations and stuff. Is that something that the county is considering lobbying the province for, or is this something that's been discussed?
It has not to this point, but that's an excellent idea. All reports I hear about our MPP, John Jordan, is that he's very sympathetic and generally genuinely works for the needs of his riding. So that's an excellent idea.
And he does have that healthcare background as well, so I'm sure that helps as
well.
Yes,
he does.
So what else is going on at the Lodge right now? What do we have in store for the future? Of course, you talk about needing more staff, and money always helps, of course, but what's next for the Lodge?
Great. So we're really excited because we did get some additional funding aimed at increasing direct care hours for residents, not just in terms of PSWs, RPNs, or RNs, but also in terms of registered social workers, social service workers, and other allied health professionals. And that's really to provide support to residents and families for health and well-being. And late last year, the Ministry of Long-Term Care also announced new funding to enhance behavioral supports, which then this funding enables Lanark Lodge to provide additional PSW and RPN support to residents who are requiring more specialized care. So we're really excited to get those two areas up and running. So that's great news. The other thing that's happening at the Lodge is, well, recently we underwent our strategic planning for 2023 to 2028. We had residents, families, staff, and community partners involved in the process. And I'm so proud of where we got to. So I'm looking forward to launching that. Of course, as I mentioned, we are growing our team with the enhanced funding, but we're also now building on that butterfly home model. And that butterfly home model really is aimed at creating a home-like environment for people living with dementia. So on our special neighborhood, we've just recently created a very beautiful room that focuses on a cafe for families and residents, as well as a spa in-house. And it is absolutely gorgeous. So we are hoping to have a ribbon cutting ceremony here with our residents and families and, of course, members of County Council in the coming weeks. So please stay tuned for more on that. And of course, we're building on our collaboration and partnerships with our community partners, our public health agencies, academic centers, and Ontario Health. So there's a lot of really exciting things going on, and I couldn't be more proud of the staff, the residents, the families, and we're appreciative, especially to Lanark County, for all of their support that they've shown the lodge. Because as I'm sure you can imagine, the last 3 years have been very, very tough.
Yeah, and that sounds all very exciting, and I'm sure that's a morale boost, of course, for your clientele, but also for staff as well.
Right, absolutely. Again, we can't do it without our staff. They're truly the backbone of making everything possible, and I'm so proud of the care and services that they do deliver to those that are entrusted into our care.
Further to that point, if I could, Grant, I sat in on the planning session a couple of weeks ago with quite a few staff members there, and you could tell from the way that they spoke and what they said, how caring they are, and how much they have total dedication to the people who are residents at the lodge. And I have a personal friend who's a resident there that I visit once a week, and you know, I see the same thing, how caring the staff is.
And that's that's lovely to hear. I'm sure, of course, everybody would appreciate hearing that. Now, I just have one more question for you both, and I think our listeners would be mad at me if I didn't ask it, because it's been talked about for a little while just in town here. Redevelopment, is that something that's on the table or in the cards for the future of the lodge? And are you having those kind of conversations?
That's a great question, Grant. So, of course, it is always something that is in our forward-looking view. And fortunately, the lodge is a B home. So in terms of meeting the requirements, we haven't had that same pressures, for example, some of the C and the D bed homes, because we don't have any ward bedrooms at the lodge. So it is something that we are always discussing. And in terms of it imminently happening, I don't see it happening quite imminently. And Judy can jump in there. I think we've got a good plan for the next few years. And of course, they're doing upgrades to the lodge regularly to make it as attractive and safe and a great living space for our residents as well. But certainly we're always looking at what potential models can we be focusing on? Are we looking at emotion-based care? Are we looking at campuses of care? Are we looking at potential partnerships with other organizations? So there's lots of things that are in the works, just no imminent plans to break any ground at this point in time.
There was a thought a few months ago that the county needed to build a new facility to meet current regulations. But as Carrie has said, that we're not in that classification where we have to do that. And I can attest that, yes, an effort is made to constantly upgrade and improve. I know I had a taxpayer approach me a few months ago, and her parent was in the lodge. And as we know, the temperatures are going up with climate change, and at that time very few areas of the lodge were air conditioned, and that is the case now, that it is air conditioned. And also I forgot what I was going to say.
And I support what you're saying, Judy. So we are full compliance with all the rooms. The resident rooms are fully air conditioned. We underwent a major HVAC upgrade last year. So really happy to report that it is a comfortable environment for the residents as well.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what I was going to say was that they found during COVID that most of the seniors in homes who passed away were in ward rooms. In other words, rooms with three or four beds in them. The lodge has no rooms that are that large. They're all either one person or two person rooms.
Okay, is there anything else either of you feel like we should mention before I let you guys get out of here?
I think the one thing I do want to do is give a huge thank you to all the staff, the residents, the families, volunteers, Lanark County Council, and Lanark County as a whole. And we appreciate the difference that you make in the lives and the lives of our residents. It really is an honor, you know, and a privilege to care for the wonderful people who call Lanark Lodge home. And just want to say thank you to you, Grant, for this great opportunity.
Yeah, and I'd just like to conclude that Carrie's doing a fantastic job. There's an old adage that says the tone is set from the top. And I think that she's one of the reasons why there's such a positive feeling of them. And a caring among the staff that work there.
Thank you, Judy.
Well, we'll leave it at that on a lovely note. Thank you both, Carrie and Mayor Brown, for joining us today. I'm Grant Demme, and that was your In Focus. We'll talk to you tomorrow.